Correlation coefficient and spectrum width are analogous to each other, but they have some important differences. Remember that spectrum width uses data from the horizontal channel only and provides a sense of the base velocity data quality. Spectrum width gets calculated from autocorrelation, not cross-correlation, by comparing the phase shift from one pulse to the next. The greater the phase shift variation, the greater the spectrum width. So higher spectrum width implies lower consistency in the velocity data. The circled area encloses a weak signal region close to an intense supercell. The middle image shows spectrum width is high due to the low signal in the left image and likely turbulence in the area. Notice how the radial velocities in the right image are noisy too? So spectrum width has an inverse relationship to data consistency.